Good morning.
It's Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, from Politico, to start our conversation. White House staff anger spills over at the White House. A drumbeat of exits is mixing with President Trump's anger after the midterms and much-criticized trip to Europe. Trump reportedly considering yet another shakeup of his administration, preparing to remove Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and looking at possible replacements for Chief of Staff John Kelly, including Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff Nick Ayers. And we're also seeing First Lady Melania Trump in a remarkable move carried out by her spokeswoman publicly pushed for the ouster of Deputy National Security Advisor Mia Ricardel.
It's always very hard, David, to figure out in the midst of chaos who's pulling all of the strings. For example, Melania Trump is going after a high-ranking woman, deputy in the security apparatus. Maybe that's because they know that Trump has a terrible misogynist reputation with women. We all know about the famous tape and grab them by the you-know-what. And so maybe there is an internal idea here that it would be Mrs. Trump who would pull the string. I find it very hard to believe, David, that this is done without the president's knowledge, although the news media is reporting exactly that. So when you institutionalize chaos, which is exactly what's happened in the White House, anything is possible. But one has to decide whether or not there is enough credibility to believe anything that's coming out of that place. In the meantime, David, we are all very much aware of what's happening, as I said yesterday, to our brothers and sisters in California. There's a famous folk song which goes, "Not water but fire next time," and this is fire. The president who first blamed the Californians for mismanaging their own affairs, even though much of that land is federal land, has changed his tune and is now doing some of the proper designations. This man has no shame when it comes to fighting with the people he considers to be his political enemies, in other words, the blue states. Yet this is one of the worst tragedies this country has ever seen. California is on fire, and we need to be extremely cautious about the kinds of help that is being offered, and we have to be extremely aggressive in offering help to all of those folks who are being displaced.
It's just horrifying, the thought of having a son or daughter or father or mother that's missing, and you're just hoping they're going to come home.
You bet.
Let's talk about Amazon. Big announcement that New York and Virginia were going to split their headquarters. In New York, Governor Cuomo touting the plan, saying that New York wouldn't have to pay anything for this, even though I see a headline in the Times, Amazon getting at least $1.7 billion to come to Queens. The pushback is pretty hard. Even one Queens Assemblyman, Ron Kim, wants to introduce legislation to stop taxpayer money going to the Long Island City project. And Amazon actually asked the question before committing to Queens, something you asked the governor very recently about his relationship with Bill de Blasio, the mayor, and if they could get along.
That's right, David. Look, this is a huge expenditure for New York. Obviously, Cuomo wanted to land it. There is that $1.7 billion. Let's just round it off to $2 billion in order to get probably the richest company in the world, if not in the United States, on board to come to New York. It's a lot of money. The question is, how does it get paid out? You know, Andrew Cuomo is done a lot of work on infrastructure, LaGuardia, Kennedy, a lot of these places, and it costs money. But will it be on his watch that all of this money is repaid? Obviously, there'll be bonds and other things to do that. So he has made a forceful strike. He'll get a lot of credit for having brought Amazon, but he'll also get some people who are saying, that's our money. Hey, that's our money, Governor. Don't be so generous with it.
Interesting to read about freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who not only criticized the Amazon deal in New York, but joined 200 environmental activists as they stormed House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi's office yesterday. They staged a sit-in, Alan, calling for the Democratic leaders to put forward a Green New Deal to a swift transition to 100% renewable energy.
Well, she's not sitting still. You know, a lot of people get elected and they say they're going to make change. But she's out there. No two ways about it. Nancy Pelosi is going to have to fight to keep that job. We already hear that several people who got elected and said that they wouldn't vote for her are thinking about some kind of coalition that will deny her the 218 votes she needs in order to win. So it would be something if they have to go to the Republicans to help them out of their problems, which I suspect isn't going to happen. I mean, I don't think the Republicans are going to let that happen. They're going to let the Democrats duke it out. And we all know about Democrats when they get into power, whether it's the New York State Senate or in the Congress, they form what we call a circular firing squad and fire away at each other. It is the kind of thing which people have come to expect from Democrats and doesn't help them win office.
From Political Observer, Alan Chartok joining us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.